This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And I conclude with one hadith and one final advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that in our adhkar al-sabah wal-masa' we're supposed to say La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir 100 times. 100 times. This 100 times could be divided during the day and the night. They don't have to be consecutive. You can say 50 in the day and 50 in the afternoon. But in one day you say it 100 times. And what's the result? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, number one, كان, it is equal in reward to as though you have freed 10 slaves from the children of Ismail. Yani, the slaves from the children of Ismail are the Arab slaves. And it was known that the Arab slave is much more expensive than any other slave because of the strength he has, the ability he has, and so on. The obedience he has to his master, the loyalty he has to his master. So he was more. Now what does it mean that you free 10 slaves? What does that mean? For me and you, what does that mean? In another hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us the reward of freeing a slave. He says that the reward of freeing a slave, for every limb of his you free, it is your freedom of Jahannam. Yani 10, you freed 10 slaves. This is your freedom from Jahannam 10 times. Did it cost you anything? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Did you have to lift anything? Did you have to run and walk to something? Did you have to pay anything? Nothing. Cheap. Cheap solution from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we still don't value it. Did you say it today 100 times? Did you plan to say it 100 times? If I was to tell you free 10 slaves a day, the multimillionaire won't be able to do that for long. Might do it for a few years and then is bankrupt. It's not costing you a dollar. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it earns a person 100 hasanat. Well, hasana is precious in Ramadan. Number three, it wipes away 100 sayyat. See where the goodness is? Who commits 100 sins a day? Yeah, who among us commits 100 sins a day? Yani the idea is, even if you're committing 100 sins, there's your solution. Every morning, to say it 100 times. And it'll clean these 100 sins of yours. And then it raises a person 100 levels in the paradise. And then, you are the best of mankind on the day of judgment, except someone who has said it more than you. He deserves to be in number one position. With Salaf rahimahumullah, that when we speak about the interview, you think they said it 100 times? As-Salaf rahimahumullah, minimum 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 times a day. That's minimum of dhikrullah. And I'm giving you a reality. If you read the book, Siyar A'lam al-Nubala, a huge book, it speaks about the biography of the Salaf, of a Sahaba, of a Tabi'een. When you read in their biography, you find, وَكَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ how many times? And this one 600, 6,000 times, 5,000 times. Old woman, 10,000 times minimum. Quran, reading, all of this dhikr. The biggest effect of it is that it doesn't only bring you closer to Allah, even though that's huge as a reward, but it cleans you from your sins. Which if you realized how big and how huge sins are, you would not waste a second in asking Allah for forgiveness.